And while those players prepare to go to Brazil, it seems in the country itself, the love for the national side might be beginning to fade. Reporting for PM from the birthplace of Brazil's greatest footballer, Pelé, Bruce Douglas.
Viajei o mundo inteiro. Eu sou brasileiro.
Pelé's musical career has been rather overshadowed by his footballing achievements. But for those who listen to his songs closely, the love of his birthplace is unmissable.
De três corações.
I'm standing by the abandoned railway station at the edge of Três Corações. Smoky Mary, a beautiful old black steam train, sits idly by the station platform. Railways, like football, were brought to Brazil by the British. But whereas trains never really caught on, Brazil, five times World Cup winners, considers itself the country of football. On a rainy morning at the 23rd of September Football Club, coach Marquione Tavares Pereira oversees the under-13s practice session ahead of tomorrow's match. I asked him if Pelé remained an inspiration for his players.
Com certeza, Pelé é o melhor de todos os tempos, né? E...
No doubt about it, he tells me. Pelé is the greatest of all time. Thank God he was born here. Of course there are other players, Zidane, Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, but Pelé is the best. And the fact he's from our town makes him even better.
Da nossa cidade, melhor ainda.
How do Brazilians feel about the national team these days? Is there the same love as there was in the era of Pelé?
Complicado. Acredito que não muito.
It's tricky, he says. I don't think it's the same. All the Brazilians hope for in this World Cup is that the players wear the shirt with pride. The players all have brilliant careers and lots of money. We expect some love for the shirt in return.
Na parte de amor à camisa.
A handful of Mr. Pereira's graduates have gone on to play top-flight football in Brazil's domestic league. The boys at today's practice hope to be among the lucky few. Does everyone here want to become a footballer?
Sim!
And who's going to win the World Cup this summer?
Brazil!
By Latin American standards, there's good money to be made in the Brazilian domestic league. But most of the national team now play in Europe. As elsewhere, the vast majority of players scrape by on a meagre wage. Of Brazil's 20,000 professional footballers, around 16,000 earn just twice the minimum wage, and they're unemployed for 6 months of the year.
My name is Cleidilene Lúcia Andrade Nascimento, and we are at Dondinho's Park. Dondinho, he is Pelé's father. His father made Pelé love football.
Miss Nascimento, no relation, she assures me, to Pelé himself, is a primary school teacher in the town. I asked her if her students dream of becoming footballers.
There are some boys that are crazy about football, but their fathers do not accept his idea easily.
Why?
Because I think they are worried about their futures, their professional future.
As Brazil's economy has grown in recent years, greater job opportunities mean fewer Brazilians are willing to accept the risks of a career in football. With the rapid expansion of the country's major cities, football pitches in urban areas are increasingly rare, leading some to wonder whether Brazil's pool of talent could one day run dry.
Esse é o quarto onde Pelé nasceu.
Fernando Ortiz, the head of tourism in Três Corações, is showing me around an exact replica of the modest house in which Pelé was born, rebuilt entirely from the memories of his mother. In the living room, a Bakelite radio plays songs from the 1940s. When Pelé came to visit the house in 2012, around 40,000 people lined the streets to see him. I asked Mr. Ortiz why Brazilians still have such a strong affection for Pelé.
Porque o brasileiro gosta de futebol. E daquela época...
Because Brazilians love football, he says. In that time, Brazil played futebol arte, beautiful football. The game wasn't the kind of commercial activity it is today. Now young players are like robots, all of them drilled in the same passing and dribbling techniques. In Pelé's era, it was much more spontaneous. When the World Cup finally kicks off on June the 12th, almost all Brazilians will be cheering on their team. But with tickets out of the price range for all bar the wealthiest, and an increasing distance between the stars of the squad and its fan base, those cheers may not be quite as deafening as they once were for the man known locally as King Pelé.
Bruce Douglas reporting.